Hey everyone, it's now been a few weeks since the 95th Academy Awards, so it's time for my after show. And I've got to say, this was a pretty great year. This is definitely the best Oscars I've ever covered. Just because, the show was really well produced, it all ran really smoothly. The bits, of course, there were highs and lows, but for the most part, they were solid. Same with the performances. This was just kind of your middle of the road, typical ceremony, which is exactly what the show needed. Especially after a couple really turbulent ceremonies the last few years. So I was really happy with that. The other thing I'm happy about is that my predictions this year were a lot more inaccurate. They were worse this year than they were the last few years. And obviously, you want your predictions to be accurate, but I'm glad they weren't as much because it shouldn't be too obvious. I don't want it to be so obvious that I'm getting like 18, 19, 20 right out of 23. I think this year I got 16 right. And I'm glad because if I'm getting 18, 19, 20, 21, that's boring. Tougher predictions means better movies, better performances, and tighter races, which is ultimately what we want. So I'm really happy with that. Let's now go through all the categories, my predictions, the winners, all that stuff. Starting with original song, it was Applause, Hold My Hand, Lift Me Up, Natu Natu, and This Is a Life. I wanted Lift Me Up to win. But Natu Natu was my predicted, and it was the actual winner. I'm really happy about that. Even though Lift Me Up didn't win, I still really like Natu Natu. It's a really fun and joyous scene in a great movie. It's a great song, so I'm happy about that. For documentary short subject, I wanted the Martha Mitchell Effect to win. I thought Stranger at the Gate was going to win, but the actual winner was The Elephant Whisperers. And I don't really have any strong feelings about this. I'm relieved that Stranger at the Gate didn't win just because it's a great story, but I think the way they framed it in the documentary wasn't amazing, and I just think there was a lot better and a lot more compelling way to tell that same story. But Elephant Whispers was solid. I liked it, so I'm good with that winning. For short film live action, we had An Irish Goodbye, which was the actual winner, Evalu, Le Pupil, which was my predicted, Night Ride, and The Red Suitcase, which was my favorite. This one I'm a little bummed about. I would have loved to see Red Suitcase win. And of course, An Irish Goodbye is the one movie out of this category I didn't see, so I can't really comment on it, but good for the team behind that one. For animated short film, my favorite was Ice Merchants, but my predicted and the actual winner was The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. And I'm fine with that. I still would have really loved to see Ice Merchants win, but Boy, Fox, Mole, and Horse was pretty good. It was well done. Moving on to the writing awards, let's start with original screenplay. This was Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fabelmans, Tar, and Triangle of Sadness. The winner, my predicted, and the one I wanted to win all lined up this time, and it was Everything Everywhere All at Once. I mean, this is just awesome. We've talked about the degree of difficulty writing this movie, how original, how unique it is, and I am just so glad it won. For adapted screenplay, we got All Quiet on the Western Front, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, Living, Top Gun Maverick, and Women Talking. I think my first choice was Top Gun Maverick just because structurally that is like a perfect script, but the actual winner and my predicted were both Women Talking, and I'm also really happy with that. Women Talking, I really like that movie. That was a great movie. And also, you watch it, and it's undeniable how good the script is, how good the dialogue is, the conversations, the debates. It is just really, really well done. So I'm happy about that. Moving on to the technical awards, let's start with production design. And the nominations were All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar: The Way of the Water, Babylon, Elvis, and The Fabelmans. And I wanted Babylon. I predicted Elvis, and this is where I made a lot of mistakes. I was very bullish and I was very confident when I said that the Academy loves Elvis. Elvis is going to be winning a ton. I thought Elvis was going to sweep a lot of the technical awards, and I was wrong. The Academy did not love Elvis, apparently, because Elvis actually lost, which really surprised me. So the winner of this was All Quiet on the Western Front. I mean, it was well done. It was good production design. But also a part of me goes, we've seen so many war movies, and what did this have that was unique or different? And the answer is really nothing. It's just another really well done war movie. I think Elvis or Babylon would have both been better choices, but that's okay. Moving on to makeup and hairstyling. All Quiet on the Western Front, The Batman, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, and The Whale. The actual winner was The Whale. My predicted and who I wanted was Elvis. And again, I'm a little disappointed in this one. The fat suit, the prosthetics on Brendan Fraser in The Whale was incredible. It looked great. He looked completely believable. But also, that movie is kind of a one-trick pony. For me, Elvis just had so much more going on and so much more that was so excellently done. I would have liked for that to win. So I was a little disappointed by that. Moving on to costume design, it was Babylon, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. I wanted Black Panther to win, and I thought Elvis would win, and I was really surprised by this one in a good way. Black Panther did end up winning, and I was super happy about that. I mean, you watch Black Panther, just like Queen Ramonda's outfits alone should have won the Oscar. She's in like 30 different costumes in that movie, and then every other character is as well. And the detail that goes into them, the cultural specificity, the influence of both Mayan, Mesoamerican culture, and of course, African culture, continuing what was started with the first Black Panther. It's just incredible, and I'm so glad that this won. Moving on to sound, it was All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar: The Way of the Water, The Batman, Elvis, and Top Gun: Maverick. I wanted The Batman. But my predicted and the actual winner was Top Gun Maverick. And I'm happy about this. You listen to the fighter jets, the dogfights. Top Gun Maverick is a really good sounding movie, and the sound work is really well done. So it totally deserved it as well. Moving on to original score, you've got All Quiet on the Western Front, Babylon, The Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and The Fabelmans. I wanted Babylon to win. But I predicted, and the actual winner was All Quiet. And I gotta say, I'm kind of disappointed by this one as well. All Quiet had a great score, but it was really just those three notes that were the most memorable. And it really feels like it only won because of those three notes. And I just think I would have really loved something else. Even Everything Everywhere had a great score. Fablemans, I mean, Babylon was incredible. I would have loved that to win. Moving on to visual effects, this one's undeniable. My predicted, who I wanted, and the actual winner, Avatar: The Way of the Water, and it beat out Black Panther, Top Gun: Maverick, The Batman, and All Quiet. The entire movie is a visual effect. They pioneered all sorts of new technology and systems and ways to do this and methods, and I mean, it's undeniably Avatar, and there's no question about it. Next up for cinematography, we had All Quiet on the Western Front, Bardo, Elvis, Empire of Light, and Tar. I would have loved for Tar to win, but it didn't happen. All Quiet on the Western Front was my prediction, and it won. Again, I mean, I guess I just wasn't the biggest fan of All Quiet. It's a very good movie, it's very well done, but it's also like, why are they raving about it so much? It's not necessarily anything special. Like, we've seen so many war movies, and it doesn't really do anything different or unique. It had great cinematography, but I would not have chosen this one to win. Moving on to film editing, we had Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Tar, and Top Gun: Maverick. Again, for me, this one is also undeniable. I wanted, I predicted, and I got Everything Everywhere All at Once won. You just think about the degree of difficulty, the different storylines, the locations. This one had to win, and I'm glad it did. Moving on from that, let's go to directing. We had Martin McDonagh for Banshees of Inisherin, The Daniels for Everything Everywhere, Spielberg for Fablemans, Todd Field for Tar, and Ruben Östlund for Triangle of Sadness. I predicted, I wanted, and I'm so glad it happened. The Daniels, they won. This is a completely unique, original vision brought to life in a beautiful, incredible way. They executed it just to the highest level and created what I think is a pretty incredible movie. I have no idea how they did it, and it's a huge accomplishment, and I'm so glad they won. Next up, let's move on to the acting awards. First of all, we've got actress in a supporting role, perhaps the most controversial category, and for good reason. The nominees were Angela Bassett, who I wanted to win, who should have been the winner, in my opinion, Hong Chow, who is great, Carrie Condon, who I thought would win and who was great, Jamie Lee Curtis and Stephanie Hsu. And the winner was Jamie Lee Curtis, which I probably should have predicted that. I mean, it's definitely, I think everyone knows, it's definitely a career award. She's beloved. She's been working in this industry for so long. She's turned in so many great performances that it's like she's long overdue on an Oscar, so they just awarded that. She is great in this movie, but if I were to rank these five performances, she would be last. The other ones were just given so much more to do, and I can't help but feel really disappointed. I can't help but feel that Angela Bassett was robbed. Stephanie Hsu, Carrie Condon, I mean, I'm a big fan of Jamie Lee Curtis. She's a great actress. She turned in a great performance, but she should not have won this category. Next up, we've got actor in a supporting role, Brendan Gleeson, Brian Tyree Henry, Judd Hirsch, Barry Keoghan, and Ki-Hui Kwan. And of course, the winner, my favorite and my predicted, was Ki-Hui Kwan. And I mean, this is just awesome. He's awesome. He was amazing in the movie. His speech was awesome. It's one of those like magical Oscar moments where you just feel so good for them. You're so happy for them. They deserved it. They give a great speech. Also, like he was in the same place as Spielberg, who directed him when he was a kid. He got to hug Harrison Ford later on when he went up for Best Picture, who he co-starred with in Indiana Jones. Like this was kind of his night. This was his moment, and he deserved it. And it was great. I'm really happy for him, and I'm excited to see what he does next. Moving on to Best Actress. This was the big one. This was the nail biter. Cate Blanchett, Ana de Armas, Andrea Riseborough, Michelle Williams, and Michelle Yeoh. It was between Blanchett and Yeoh. I wanted Yeoh. I predicted Yeoh just because of sheer willpower. I hoped that if I predicted her, she would win. And she won. And I am so happy. There's been a lot of conversation around this. I think both Cate Blanchett and Michelle Yeoh gave like tour de force, amazing performances. The illusion that the Oscars are just completely merit-based is just not true. And I think Jamie Lee Curtis proves this. And you look at Cate Blanchett and you see that she has won so many. Michelle Yeoh has been snubbed multiple times. She should have been nominated for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, for Crazy Rich Asians. You even go back and look at her Hong Kong work. She has been doing good work for decades and has gone completely unrecognized. And this was just like an incredible moment. She deserved it 100%. This was an amazing performance. And I'm so glad she won. Moving on to Best Actor, it was Austin Butler, Colin Farrell, Brendan Fraser, Paul Mescal, and Bill Nighy. And I predicted Austin Butler. I think I overthought it a little bit because from the beginning, it was Brendan Fraser, and it was always going to be Brendan Fraser. He was who I wanted. He won. I'm really happy for him. Another kind of comeback story. He was undeniable in The Whale. The Whale is a movie I didn't love, but I loved him in it. He was really great in it. And I'm really glad he won. Moving on to the movie slash documentary awards, we've got International Feature Film, All Quiet on the Western Front, Argentina 1985, Close, EO, and The Quiet Girl. I wanted Argentina 1985 to win. It didn't. Of course, the predicted and the actual winner was All Quiet. I've already talked about my thoughts on All Quiet. I enjoyed it. It's a well-done movie, but I watch it and I go, what is this giving me that's new that I haven't seen before? And the answer is nothing. I don't think it's anything really that unique. And I don't know. I'm surprised at how much the Academy loved it, because for me, Argentina 1985 was a far superior movie. Moving on to documentary, we've got All That Breathes, All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, Fire of Love, A House Made of Splinters, and Navalny. My predicted, my favorite, and the winner was Navalny. I'm glad it won. Great speech as well. Great documentary. I'm happy about this. Moving on to Best Animated Feature, we got Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, Puss in Boots, The Sea Beast, and Turning Red. Again, predicted, favorite, and actual winner was Pinocchio. And I'm very happy about this. Great movie. And I love how Guillermo del Toro continues to be a champion for animation as a medium, not as a genre, as a medium. So I was happy about that. And then finally, the big one, Best Picture. You got Fablemans, All Quiet, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Avatar, Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking. And then my favorite, and the winner, our Best Picture 2023, Everything Everywhere All at Once. And just what can I say here besides this is awesome? I think this is one of the coolest Best Picture winners ever, especially when you think about how un-Oscar-like this movie is. This is not an Oscar movie at all. Think about how weird it is. This tiny little movie that came out in March of all times. I remember reviewing this movie a year ago and talking about how this should be in the conversation. I remember saying Michelle Yeoh should win Best Actress. I remember talking about all that, and I didn't really know if it would happen. I didn't think it could happen, but it actually did. Even if you don't like this movie, I think this is the type of movie that the industry should be championing. I'm not talking about the weirdness, but just this like unique, wholly original, creative vision, small indie movie that was really well done, that got elevated, made a ton of money, was critically acclaimed, is beloved, is populist, and is critically acclaimed. This is what we need every year. It's the perfect balance of all those things, and it's just the perfect Best Picture winner. Especially when you look at last year, where of all things, Coda won Best Picture. And Coda was a nice movie. It was well done. But also, like, that was just disappointing. It was just kind of eh, kind of a bland winner. And this could not be more different from that. This is the furthest thing from a bland winner. This is awesome. And I couldn't be more happy. So, with that, we have reached the end of my 2023 Oscars coverage. This was a great show with some great winners. Some of the All Quiet stuff I'm a little unsatisfied with. Jamie Lee Curtis, I'm still shaky on. I would have loved to see Angela Bassett. But for the most part, I'm very satisfied. So, what did you think of this year's Oscars? How were your predictions? What did you think of the winners? Let me know in the comments, the email, the voicemail, or the form. And all those links are in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good day.